Good morning. My name is Michael Lantern, and I have been attending Good News for several years. Today, I'm here to say that I'm a Christian. 4 years ago, on June 10, 2010, I accepted Christ as my Savior. Today, in accordance to God's command, I wish to get baptized. Growing up in a Christian family, I was always been surrounded by God and the church from the very beginning. My grandparents are missionaries in India, and most of my family is Christian, so I was raised in a Christian home. However, I'm not a Christian because my family believes, but because I believe. Before Christ, I was no different as any other and acted as any other kid would. My focus was on school, sports, families, and friends. As I got older, I realized I needed Jesus as the center of my life. At the time, I was reading the Left Behind series with my brother. I wondered where it would go. The day before, a thunderstorm struck. The next day, June 10th, on the way to church, my family talked about salvation. Romans 3:23 states, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." I am no different. We are all sinners, and I am a sinner, and I needed Christ. I deserve to die for my sins. However, Christ died for my sins and gave me salvation. That day, on June 10, 2010, I accepted Christ into my Savior. From that point on, I vowed to devote my life to honor him. Things haven't been completely smooth, and I have sinned. There have been times where I didn't portray Jesus. But what it has changed is my life and purpose. Jesus died for me, suffered for my sins, and today I live to honor him. My purpose in life is to honor and serve Christ. My relationship with Christ has also helped me through tough times. This past summer, I fractured my leg in India. Because of the suspicious nature of my injury, doctors took an MRI of my leg. The following Saturday, we got a call from the orthopedic doctor who said that the MRI was read as suspicious for Ewing sarcoma, an aggressive bone cancer. This scared my family and tested my faith. For the next couple of months, we waited for news, and it seemed like every CT, X-ray, or MRI came back inconclusive. However, my faith in Christ and numerous support helped me get through this. We were blessed by a body of believers, friends, and family who prayed for us, and we are still grateful. I could stand up here and lie to you that I was hopeful and calm the whole time. Frankly, I was terrified and briefly angry at God. However, I realized that my life is his to own and his will was to be done. Knowing I have a gracious God who loved me, I was comforted, and this experience opened my eyes. Songs and readings in the Bible that I had grown up hearing started to make sense, and Christianity had more relevance in my life. I realized that this experience opened my eyes and was meant to happen. Since then, I had looked at the world in a different way. I have learned that I must show who I am by how I act, and he has given me fulfillment and joy. I'm not perfect and I still mess up, but God loves me despite my flaws and imperfections. When the things I was pursuing went wrong, God has never once left me. He showed himself to me in his love, through others, and in his teaching. God loved me even at my lowest point, and he rescued me from myself and eternal separation from him. He blessed me with a wonderful family and a circle of friends. And what have I done to deserve this? Nothing. I'm an unworthy person loved by an almighty God. From this, I put this off for 4 years, making excuses. But today I'm done making excuses. I am a follower of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17 states, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone and the new is here. Christ has made me new."